You're listening to Maximum Medicine Radio with host Doc Martin. Stay tuned in or call in. You won't want to miss what's happening next. How do you step into your maximum potential? How do you connect your spiritual drive with your physical path? Stick around as Doc Martin takes listeners on a journey through the seen and unseen, the accepted and the unbelievable. Get ready to meet the maximum you the world needs on Maximum Medicine Radio with Doc Martin now. Hi, everybody. I'm Doc Martin. This is Maximum Medicine Radio. And I have got my shaman sister with me, Dr. Allison Normore, who's coming from Newfoundland. Luckily, it's not so late at night that I had to keep her awake. But Allie is here with me because we have studied shamanism together. We have spiritually grown together. We did the Four Winds training. When, Allie? 2007?
Long time. 2004 is when I started. I
think. Holy moly. We're getting older. anyway, I just have to make a joke here. If anybody, I've got a green screen behind me. So there's a photo that overlays in the pixels of the green. My dog is moving the fabric. So you're seeing a peel in the fabric of time. But anyway, Allie, tell people the kind of work that you do and how they can reach you, just so we start with that.
Okay. Well, I do a lot of ceremony work, a lot of group work, meditation work, and meeting. I've been meeting and holding moon circles for since 2007. These days I do them virtually. So, you know, shamanism has given a whole new rhythm to my life, and I love to share that with others, those connections with the natural world, with the rhythms and the cycles of nature. And I would say that my main focus of all of it is the idea of dreaming. And that weaves in and out through all of the work that I do. People can reach me. I have a website, AllisonNormore.com, and you can go there and subscribe to my newsletters. My newsletters go out about at least twice a month, always with invitations to my circles and any new offerings and courses I may be teaching will be there. Also, I have a Facebook page and I have a presence on Instagram as well. So people can find me at any of those places.
And please note that her name, Allison, is spelled with one L. So if you get struggling in trying to find her, it's Allison with one L. So thanks, Allie. Yeah. So we talk, people, when they talk about shamanism, over and over and over, they talk about dreaming our world into being. What does that actually mean?
For me, it means that we are always dreaming, basically, whether we're awake or asleep. And we're always dreaming because we're always creating our reality. From a psychological or even physiological point of view, when we look out into the world, what we see is ultimately a reflection that is mirrored back, you know, to the back of our eyes. You can go study how our eyes actually work. So we get information that we then interpret. And so always the world that we think we're seeing is out there is actually a reflection and an interpretation based on our perceiving of it and the interpretation that we make of it. You know, if it's a good world or a bad world, an ugly one, a safe one, or, you know, or an unsafe world, All of that is subjective interpretation.
So let me just throw this in and have you talk about it. We talk often about how we, meaning collectively, are sharing a consensual reality. Mm-hmm. Tell me, I think that fits in here. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, well, you know, in a very simple way, you know, we all, whatever we are each perceiving as individual as it could be, we do have some consensual stories and narratives. So when we look out and we see blue sky, you know, that's something we've all decided, that the color of the sky is something we call blue. So, you know, in a very simple way, that explains so much of, you know, why we have some sense of collective understanding of, and that, of course, is needed so that we can all function and communicate, right? So we can all operate in the world with it. If we all had completely different, you know, ideas of the color blue, I mean, it would be just very confusing and crazy making. So we need some common and shared understanding or agreement about what things are and what things mean. But, you know, in the tradition of the shaman was always one who knew when not to conspire with the consensual reality, because the shaman was able to look deeper and realized that there were multiple levels of reality. And so looking deeper could see and come up with a different understanding about what was really going on. So one of my favorite questions that our teachers would introduce us to as a way of exploring that whatever was going on and whatever you thought was, you know, going on, both in your inner experience or in your outer experience, to ask the question, so what's really going on here? Mm-hmm. As an invitation to go deeper and to look at things from other perspectives.
So I want to share another way of looking at this that might be helpful to everybody. And I talk about this in my book that's just gone to the publisher, my book, Maximum Medicine. It's going to be published in about a year. It's about perception, and that what we think is real, and the way that I understood it and learned it was from Carlos Castaneda's books about the assemblage point, that there are so many emanations, and let's call them energetic lines, that make up the whole pie of the universe. And we are looking at a tiny slice, and we've called this tiny slice of what we see reality. And the shamans of old, and now those of us who are learning those ways, have learned that the universe is filled with experiences and, quote, realities and things of that we see completely different if we just shift how we look at it, just shift. So one of the biggest trainings, and this is important as you and I both do healing work, is if a person's whole momentum in their health is carrying them down a pathway towards a bad outcome, that's looking at one little narrow view. And if we as healers can shift that, all the possibilities are available. Just because the person's riding this, I kind of think of it as the electric train track, heading hell-bent for this outcome, shifting that just a little moves the outcome, moves the destiny. And those kinds of techniques, the willingness to shift reality, to say, who says that this is the only way? Who says that this is real? To question, the emperor has no clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's saying, oh, the emperor, isn't he beautiful? He's got, you know, the ermine mink coat on. And then one person say, well, no, he's naked. Shifting that reality is what we do as healers and what we do. And so when we talk about dreaming, we're talking about shifting our perspective, aren't we?
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. Shifting. And I would say, you know, there's some energetics to it as well, that are firmly anchored in how we process and interpret and connect with that, you know, reality out there.
Right.
You know, how we're wired to respond to and react to what we are perceiving in the world and how we're interpreting it. So, mm-hmm. a slightly different way of thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what I want to talk about, and maybe just let's just cut to the first break. So when we come back, we can really give this a detailed discussion. So we'll just take a quick break here and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time, with me, Dr. Crystal Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level. Become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
Hi, everybody. I'm Doc Martin, Maximum Medicine Radio. I'm back with my pal, Dr. Allison Normore, and that's how you can find her, at Allison with one L, Normore, NORMORE.com. Powerful healer, excellent in ceremony, in ancestral work, in really bringing the indigenous into modern life. So, Allie, I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
So why do we want to dream a new world? I mean, that sounds like a naive question, but what have we all intuited or seen or felt is really missing? Why are we feeling like we're off track and we need to shift our line?
Well, I don't think we have to look too far to see chaos and suffering and, you know, a world that just seems to be falling apart at the seams right now. So clearly, you know, the world is not a place where we can thrive, right? I think, you know, humanity has been in survival mode for a very long time. Who knows how long? And our world is suffering. I mean, the people are suffering. And the, you know, the earth itself is being destroyed. So, you know, I don't think we'd have to convince anyone that, you know, it might be time that we learned and found a better way to live on the earth and to live, you know, in relationship, in better relationship with everyone, you know, our human brothers and sisters all over the world, and particularly with the non-human kind, you know, that relationship needs to be restored. So from a dreamer point of view, you know, everything that we have created, everything that we have and we see and we experience is what we've already dreamt. I mean, we've already created it. And we've, as I say, I think we've created it from a place of woundedness, and also all of the programming that we receive, you know, consciously and unconsciously. Obviously, as children, you know, we just are flooded all the time with messaging about, you know, who we are and what we should want and what we should strive for, what it means to be happy, what it means to have a good life. So there's so much overlay of, you know, messaging that, you know, most of us, you know, our any deep sense of purpose and meaning in our lives can get very warped and thwarted. And so I think, you know, that's for me, it was, you know, being on a path. I was on an academic path. That's how I got my PhD. And I realized, you know, as I got further and further towards completion and the inevitable choices about, you know, what my life and my work would look like, that the academic path was not making me happy. And so for me, it was, you know, finding, opening up to discover, well, what did make me happy? And when I found the shamanic path and we met, for me, that was, you know, that was the eureka moment. That was realizing that this path was going to bring me in a direction that would bring me the deepest sense of happiness and fulfillment, and ultimately brought me back to my birthplace and where I've been now for 10 years. So, you know, I think for each of us, you know, it's finding what is that path and what, you know, the one that gives us the greatest meaning and purpose, sense of purpose and happiness. You know, I believe that's our birthright, you know, to be born onto this planet. But yet so many people are not, you know, are not happy, don't have that sense of fulfillment and are looking for something. So, you know, how do we create that then? How do we, you know, shift it? And I think we shift it one person at a time. You know, you shift it for yourself and I shift it for me. And you know, and the more people that realize that.
So
you know,
I think, what I think, and it's interesting because I see how many people are drawn to shamanism. And it's the shamanism of the indigenous that they're drawn to. The numbers of people who go to Peru, the numbers of people who go to the Yucatan, who go to Southwest United States, to the Red Rocks. I think there's a hunger. And for me, when I look at it and I see it, I think it's because the indigenous way, and this is what I found, what made my heart sing when I started studying it, is the indigenous way, there's no separation between the seen world and the unseen world. And there's no separation between man and nature, and the components of the earth, animals, plants, trees, rocks. That opened up for me a realm of connection and of chances to align myself with forces of the universe that gave me a sense of belonging. Because when you are back in that relationship of earth, sky, and human heart, there's a power and a rightness to how we stand on the earth. And it, for me, it's a reclaiming of our original purpose of being on the earth as stewards of the earth. So for me to return to the indigenous, and I think that that relationship that the indigenous live in, where they are not separate, that everything they do is in concert with their environment, which gives them their nurturing, their nourishment, gives them their structure, their support for life, and vice versa. That relationship, when it's restored, comes with such incredible sense of well-being and empowerment. And I think that's what's missing for many of us, and why we're hungry to swim with the dolphins, why we want to go to Africa, not to be big game trophy people, but to be under the stars and hearing the howler monkeys, if there are any in Africa, I'm making it up, or, you know, or just seeing the wildebeest migrate. Don't you think there's that connection that is that we're hungry for.
Oh, we are so. And for me, you touched on it there. It's that heart connection, right? That mm-hmm. our heart opens when we. For most of us, we have been so disconnected from nature and. I was lucky to have a childhood where I spent most of my time outdoors, you know, playing in nature on the beaches and in the woods and climbing trees and, you know, and so for me it was coming back to that connection that I had as a child. And, you know, where when you're in nature, your heart opens. And I mean, it's just so amazing, as you say, and all those deep connections with the animals and the trees and the birds and the smells and the feeling of being in nature, your heart opens. And for me, you know, the dreaming is that deeper dreaming. We've been taught, you know, to visualize maybe or to think about what we want in life. And for most of us, it's been an intellectual kind of thought, and also, as I said, conditioned, right, by what other people tell us and, you know, we should want, as opposed to what calls our heart. And for me, that's the difference. It's, there's an energetics to dreaming from the heart that's very different than dreaming from the mind. And that's what I learned from the shamans, you know, that I met who lived from their heart, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so different.
And the other thing I'm just reminded of, the indigenous who we always refer to as the great dreamers are the Aboriginals of Australia. They had, and on our next segment, I want to talk about the energetics. But just shortly, they had a connection where they walked song lines that they had sung, passed down generation to generation, and literally walked the earth with their dreaming of how the earth will unfold as they walk. In the middle of that connection, in the essence of that connection, what comes next unfolds. And I think and we'll get to that in our next segment. That's what for me, the returning to that, again, as you said, out of the mind, into the unfolding that comes from the alliance that you've made and you feel when you're linked earth, sky, and heart. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing for me is that alliance of the unseen world and knowing that there's intelligence out there, that there's energies to join up with, that gave me a sense of belonging that as a kid I didn't always have, mm-hmm. and a sense of trusting the universe, of trusting what's around me when I don't know. So many of us have had childhoods that have some dysfunction. So for me, I found great comfort and a sense of my tribe. And I use that in very general words, general terms, by connecting to the unseen world in that heart connection. And probably you too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it was, it's a magic. I think there's, you know, you open to, you know, you talked at the beginning about all the levels of reality. And for me, that's the shamanic path is about tapping into those unseen realms, you know, that it isn't just a tree. The tree has a spirit, a living spirit. The rocks and the stones have spirits. And so everything becomes magical and full of possibility that you can commune with and, you know, speak to, like Dr. Doodle, you know, speak to the animal.
And, well, you said the stones because when we studied shamanism, we use stones in our mesar, sacred bundle, I became in love with stones. And I developed a relationship that when I did my healings, and I mean this in all sincerity, the stones that I had in a wooden bowl told me which ones needed to come forward to do the healing. So I really felt like they were putting their intelligence, offering their intelligence to me in service of the client I was working with. So I have always believed that stones have an immense potential for connection.
Yeah.
So yeah. I love that.
Yeah. And I work, as you know, I work with stones too. And I've experienced your healing work. So I can speak for the power of your connection to the stone people. Yes.
And for you, Allie, that you have a deep connection with the plants of Newfoundland.
I do.
With your essences and your sprays that you make from them. So I think what I think the readers are getting the point is when you tap into that connection of connecting our hearts to earth and to sky, there is such an immense potential, isn't there?
There's so much magic and so much wisdom and power, and you never feel alone again.
No, never.
Yeah.
So we'll just take a quick break here and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Life can be demanding and you may feel like you're constantly on the go, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Hi, everybody. We're back. I'm Doc Martin, Maximum Medicine Radio, here with my good friend and shaman sister, Dr. Allison Normore. So in this segment, we've been talking about dreaming our world into being. And I want to take this segment and talk about the energetics of the way we need to dream and where, how our future as humans and the future of this planet is going to depend on operating from this different energetic. Then you dream that you want to make sure you got enough money to buy a new car or a new job, or this is totally different. So Allie, take it away.
Well, first I'd like to acknowledge that one of my other teachers, shaman teachers, that I'm going to share some wisdom from here now is Drunville Melchizedek. And he's the one who developed the Flower of Life school and Egyptian mysteries. It's the basis of his work. And he talks about the earth sky heart. And bringing everything, you know, together in the sacred place of the heart. So, you know, we have been taught as Westerners that, you know, we perceive and we live in the world through the mind and through the intellect. And the indigenous wisdom is so different. The indigenous wisdom is how to live in the world through your heart. And I learned this firsthand and saw it, you know, and felt it with the Peruvian shamans, in, you know, in our shaman school. They just live, you know, in their hearts, a very different way than as Westerners we've been taught. So, you know, it's been said that the longest journey that we'll ever make in our lives is the one from our mind down to our hearts, and so. Drunville taught us that, and he learned this from indigenous peoples in Australia and also, you know, in South America. There is a teaching about this sacred place in the heart, which is where we go to meet God. This is our connection to source energy, however we understand that, which is that divine intelligence that created everything, created the universes, that it, we access that through a certain place in our heart. It's an energetic place, but it also has a physical place. Science teaches that that actually may be a specific, physical place in the heart as well, have a location. So, how do we get there? We get there through intention, but also by shifting our consciousness. And, we have, actually, we can also go back to what you talked about at the beginning, which is Carlos Castaneda, who talked about your assemblage point, which is that place in your energetic field, which is the portal through which all information, out there comes in through which we then interpret, that's the data that we interpret and create our narrative about our story, about the world and about who we are and our place in it. So, there's some common themes here and they all kind of converge on the same idea that in order to shift to living from our heart like that, we kind of have to retrain ourselves because we have just become so used to, habituated to seeing the world through the intellect and interpreting it through the mind. And the problem with that, and the mind is very powerful, but it's not as powerful as the heart. The mind has, this again is science, a lot of leading edge brain research and heart research on our physical being, shows that the magnetic field, the force field around our mind is far weaker than the one that's generated by our heart. The force field around the electromagnetic field around our heart is actually like, I don't know what the number is, like it might be 100 times, but it's dramatically, dramatically. And again, depending on how much we develop it, then, that field becomes very, very powerful. So powerful that other people that come, within our, our 6 feet bubble, will actually be very affected by it and will also begin, that will shift their energy as well. So this is, very ancient wisdom and power by those who've developed their spiritual self and their heart. So,
and I think also this, if I can just extrapolate this to what makes a good healer and take Reiki, take Qigong, take any kind of healing, it comes from the heart space. Not, well, you might use your mind, but it's mostly the heart space. And then you also, another thing for people to connect with is the companies such as the HeartMath group that help you train to put a heart rate variability in your breathing and your heart function. That has shown to have incredible power, and because it's shifting your electromagnetics, I think, your field.
Yes, I agree. And yes, I am also familiar and have done some of the work of the heart math, and yeah, exactly. And so some of the things I'm sharing also comes from that body of research. So the difference is, so we can create through our mind, however, our mind is operates in duality consciousness. That means that, we have a left and a right brain, and they operate, very differently. And so our minds are very good at making sense of information, making decisions, making choices, right? We can weigh up, the goods and the pros and the cons, the good and the bad, and we can make, decisions and choices based on that. However, because it exists in duality consciousness, whatever you create, whatever you, decide and choose and focus your attention and your energy on, you can create it, you can draw it to you. and it will manifest. However, the opposite will also manifest. And this is some really deep wisdom here, but it's been borne out by research and by the shamans who understand this process. So the difference, so there will always be the opposite that will manifest. Now, I don't know about you, but I've had the experience of, in wanting or desiring, calling to myself, intending that I will, you know, receive some money, for example, is a good one. And then in very short order, have had something happen that unexpectedly, you know, oh, my car broke down, I needed to get some repairs done, and that money is just, you know, been spent on something, had to go to something else. And maybe other, you know, and that's a very simplistic example, but one that I have seen happen multiple times in my life.
Well, so, when you, as you said, when you're doing it from the mind and you get duality, then you get the shadow side of everything, of every, we're humans, we live in duality, but the heart space.
The heart is the unified field. There's a unified field, which means that whatever gets created by the heart, well, first of all, the heart is, you know, magnetic field, and the magnetics of the heart is so much more powerful. So whatever you create from the heart will manifest, will be of benefit to everyone without exception. It just cannot, it cannot create in duality, because it already exists in unity with everything and everyone. So so that means that whatever, you know, you focus on, or whatever your heart desires, if you can energize that, if you can connect with that, those desires of the heart, then, you know, that is the secret. That's how we're going to shift things on this planet, when we all begin creating from our heart, because that's our connection to source consciousness, which is connected
to all of us. And even if we don't think about it, but if we live from our heart space, then that will evolve in that will dream out. Anyway, I want to take a short break here, because with everybody holding on to that idea of that energetics, when we come back, I'm going to lead us on a meditation to a space of the heart, metaphorically for me, but energetically truly from the heart, where I saw the power of how, of the space from which we dream. And you didn't have to think about it. You didn't have to conjure it up in your brain. It was very much a felt experience. And I want to share that with you, because it was very powerful. And I think illustrates that space that if we live in, that's how we're going to evolve ourselves, our planet. So we're going to take a short break and be right back.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio, as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Hey, everybody, we're back. And I want you to put aside all your thoughts, put aside any tasks you're doing, because I want to take you to a place that for me, energetically and spiritually, showed me what it was like to live in that relationship from which we can dream. So if you'll all just let everything go aside and just bring yourself to center and gently, gently, gently move your awareness just to your breath and in your heart space, while I take you on a little journey that I think has great power and great meaning. So here we go. Taking some nice deep breaths, bringing yourself into center. And I'm going to take you out to the southwest of the United States, to an area near Bear's Ear called the Valley of the Gods. And this is an energetically powerhouse of a place of deep, deep spirituality and deep connection of earth, sky, and heart. And I want you to imagine the red rock. There's some standing, beautiful figures of rock formations. And I want you to move yourself as if you're with the rest of us in a circle and sit down on this beautiful earth. And bringing your awareness back again to the breath, knowing that this place at the Valley of the Gods holds immense power for the connection of human to earth and the galaxy. And in fact, it's a very sacred space for, I believe, the Hopi Nation, but other indigenous nations. So finding yourself gently on the rocks, sun beating down, and allowing your energy now to drop into the earth, through your body, down, anchoring yourself into the earth. You are entering that sacred earth space, that space where the mother holds us and nourishes us. And you're dropping down in, and you're finding your way down through the rock, through the different layers. You go easily past the quartz. Perhaps there's a vein of turquoise, but you slide right in. And you feel the energy of the bones of the ancestors. They have infused this earth, this space, with their wisdom, their knowledge, their energy. And you feel yourself dropping into this pool of deep wisdom that the indigenous knew for millennia, that we are going to reconnect with. And you feel yourself dropping. And even though you're going deep into rock, you're opening up into a beautiful pool, a space, a vast open space of power and connection. Feel yourself connecting here with the deepest power of the earth, guided by the memories and the bones of the ancestors. Feel yourself merging with the energetics of the earth. Your magnetics merge with hers. Your toroidal field of your heart merges into hers. And back and forth, you share energetics, being fed by the earth, having your field be restored by the earth. It's as if you have no separation between your skin and the rocks that into which you have sunk. That connection, that lack of separation, that merging, is a key component of how we will dream our future. And now allowing yourself to really, really merge. And you're in this vast pool of potential, almost as if you've arrived in the starry sky. And you notice how deep in the rock has transformed into looking up at the celestial realm. And you feel your field being informed by the galaxy. This is what the indigenous knew, is that all of the stars and the constellations and the Milky Way and energies from the great central sun informed our human existence and evolution. So feel your field now reaching out to connect with the galaxy. Feel it merging with the heavens, with the star beings, with the comets, with the constellations. You are a member of this holy trinity, this earth, sky, and heart. Feel your field informed with, merged with everything about the field of the earth, and the power of the galaxy is permeating you, slipping in between your cells, filling up your energy field. And as you allow yourself to peer down microscopically into your cells, which are enlivened by this holy trinity, by this powerful alliance, and you look down deep in your cells and you see your DNA, see it filled with the light, activated, enlivened, inspired, rejuvenated, restored by this connection. And let's take a few minutes to allow the power of the earth, the power of the galaxy, as it comes together and swirls within you, between you, among you, enlivening your DNA. Feel this connection. This is how we dream. Feel this. Take it in. Drink it in. Restore yourself. This is an unlimited source of power for us as humans. And this is the space from which we will dream our world into being. Taking a few moments of quiet, I want you to really feel that permeating you, refreshing your cellular matrix, bringing light to your DNA as it sparkles, almost crystalline-like, diamond sparkles. Breathing that in. Rejuvenating the earth, sky, heart connection. Supported as always by the earth, supported by the wisdom of the ancestors, You can even feel them whispering in your ear of how to restore this and how to come back here again to reconnect so that you can move forward in your life, operating from the knowledge of this sacred Trinity. We need a new evolved world. And here is the space, the springboard from which we will achieve it. Few more minutes just to drink that in before we return. Nourishing yourself. Enlivening your cells. Rejuvenating your energy field. So now, as we begin to leave, taking a few moments before we disconnect, first let's give gratitude to the stars that connect with us every day, even if we don't look up to the night sky. And thank them for being here. And turning your awareness to the bones of the ancestors, allowing yourself to open your mind just a little. And I want you to intuit or receive any message they have for you today. What do the ancestors want you to know? Take a few moments for communication with them. Do you have a question for them? Now is the time if you want to ask the ancestors or the earth if there's something you need to know. Is there something they want you to do? Is there a way in which they would like you to shift? You have immense wisdom here, just waiting to help you. And always when you're in right relationship, you offer back what you can give back to the earth and the ancestors. And even if it's just the commitment to returning to this beautiful, sacred connection, this beautiful Trinity of earth, sky, and heart. And bowing your head in gratitude, let's take our leave from the rock, from the ancestors, bringing yourself back up to the surface, finding yourself arriving in the formations of the red rock, with gratitude for this new connection or this new awareness of an old connection, and coming back to this time and this place. And we're back. So I love the place, the energetic place I found when journeying with the Valley of the Gods. And it really is a sacred place where the galaxy informs our connection. So I hope you guys enjoy it. It will be archived as a separate meditation. So I hope you do it over and over, build that connection. And as Ali said, we have to leave our heads and go back to our heart space, the way the indigenous lived. So Ali, thank you so much for being here tonight.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. This has been lovely. That journey was so scrumptious. Could have stayed there a long time.
I know, me too. I love it. Everybody, if you want to work with Ali, she's a powerful energy healer. Her website is Allison with one L, normore.com. And she is a shamanic energy practitioner and really can tap into the ancestors. And she does that from her beautiful space of connection in Newfoundland, a place I once told her where the earth meets the sky, when you look out on the horizon. And anyway, so Ali, thank you for being here. And everybody, thank you for joining me. I'm Doc Martin, Maximum Medicine Radio. And looking ahead, I turned my book into the publisher. My Maximum Medicine book should be out in March of 2023. Can you believe it takes the publisher a year to put it together? But anyway, that'll be exciting. And I'll share more as we go along. Ali, thank you so much for being with me tonight.
My pleasure, Sharon. Many blessings.
Very wonderful. Thank you. And Jessica, thanks. And we'll see you next time. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Maximum Medicine Radio with Doc Martin. Tune in next time while the doc talks health, spirituality, and the impact your beliefs have on every part of who you are, body and soul. Doc Martin unpacks the challenges we face as human beings and teaches callers to open the door between the scientific and the mystical. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.sharonmartinmd.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.